Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Bill the producer heading out, but we got Brian manning the controls. Brian, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Hop on board, jump on in. We'll have some fun or crash and burn. Either way, it'll still be entertaining.
Kind of
like, yeah, what could go wrong? Yeah, look at it like this way. You know, there's a little car accident. You got to slow down and take a look. That's kind of how we operate here at Scuba Radio and get by accordingly. All right, coming up this hour, we're going to delve into this thing going on in Tampa this weekend, actually, a thing called SharkCon, find out what that's all about. But before we do that, let's talk to the dive god. Yes. We kneel at his feet every time that, or he kneels at every hot girl he sees. I forget which one it is. It's Neil Watson. He's the hardest working man in the dive industry, and he is on Scuba Radio right now. Neil, how are you, my friend? Are you good?
Fantastic. How are you? You're sounding good there.
Yes. Well, we're having a good time here on America's Talk Radio Network. We've expanded our reach, and hopefully a few more people are hearing the show and are sticking around. And if they're not, well, we thank them for at least taking a sample. No, I don't know.
It's incredible. You now have millions of more people to offend.
That's right. Exactly. Just when we had ran out of, we offended everybody we had before, it's time to get a new batch of folks to abuse. Yeah.
They love you.
Well, there you go. Okay, so, Neil, I know you've been traveling around the world. You've been to the Bahamas lately, or where have you been? Have you been down in Tavernier or the Bahamas or both? What's been going on with you?
Yeah, both. All right. Yes.
Well, let's talk about both.
Let's see. This month, next month I go, of course, we'll both be in Long Beach at the dive show out there in Long Beach, and then I go down to Brazil to do a little sales blitz and some diving and partying.
Nice.
And, yeah.
Well, let me ask you about this. You about this first then, Neil, you know, because of what I was saying, our plans for the scuba show is I'm planning to stay a few days over. And if I have a, if I can, I may head over to Catalina Island and do some diving there. Have you ever done anything like that, or is that too cold for you as far as being a warm water wuss like myself? What do you think? Yeah? Neil? Go ahead.
My diving standard is 80-80-80. The air temperature has to be 80, water temperature is 80, invisibility 80, and that ain't getting it. Because I'm not saying that's a treasure.
You know what? Hold on. Yeah. Brian, let's try to reconnect with Neil. He went underwater. You know, it's one of those things. You know, he has one of those internet phones. And, you know, though I love the effect when the listeners hear a phone call go underwater like that, you know, we want to understand what he's saying. But 80-80-80, I got that out of him. Basically, Neil's philosophy is that the water degree is temperature is 80, if the air temp is 80 and the visibility is 80, that's the minimums that the dive god will patronize. So Catalina Island doesn't necessarily live up to that. Is that what you're trying to say, Neil? I think we got you back, right? Hello? Neil? Oh, maybe not. Well, we'll try again. Let's give it another go there, Brian. We'll connect with him. But I know that's what he was thinking. You know, 80-80-80, that's a warm water wuss guide to diving. And when it comes to that, you could understand. You know, someone like the dive guide can get spoiled quite a bit, and it's easy to get spoiled. And I don't know if he's ever dove Catalina Island, because definitely I'm pretty certain they don't get up to the 80-degree water temp for sure. They get the 80-foot viz, and they get the 80-degree air temp, but the water temp off the coast of California or Catalina Island, I'm guessing they don't get that. So, but knowing the dive guide, he may have sucked it up and said, okay, I'll do that. But I haven't heard him tell me any stories about that, so I'm not sure. Jimmy, the bubble boy just walked in. How are you, buddy?
Pretty good, Greg. How you doing?
Much better, because he just brought me in my skinny vanilla latte.
Yes, and I got
You're
one for myself, too. They're really good.
Yes. Skinny vanilla. We got to watch our girlish figures.
That's right.
You know, people think this diving thing is for a bunch of old fat guys or girls.
Not,
but no.
Yeah, not with us.
We don't want either one, honestly. So, yeah, thank you for that. But yeah, I don't know. You've never had the opportunity to do any cold water diving yet. Would you go to Catalina Island if we went out there to the scuba show? Would you do it?
Absolutely, Greg. Just about a month ago, I was out at New Smyrna Beach. Water was a nice 62 degrees, and I was out there. I was the only one out there, but I was out there for 45 minutes in the cold spray. I love it.
Why were you doing this? What was it? Where were you doing?
Because it was about 84 degrees outside. It's kind of hot for me, so I sit out in the sun for about a half hour, and I've got to cool off. I like cold water.
So you were just trying to chill, and you figured, why not get into 60-something degree water temperature?
Yeah, I'm no Navy SEAL. I'm about 4 or 5 degrees away from what they can handle. But yeah, I do like that. You know, when you get
that
out,
was a form of relaxation, is the way you were looking at it.
Well, yeah, when you're old like us, Gray, you know, aches and pains, neck and back pain. You get out there, and your elbows are actually freezer burnt, and you can feel your rib cage burning, but you can't feel the other pains. That's a good trade off.
Interesting. That's an interesting way to look at it. Probably scientifically not the proper way, but you know, to avoid pain by putting yourself in more pain is really not a technique I would recommend.
I find it less painful, and hey, you know, all that extra.
Hey, if
cold,
it works for you, who's to knock it? Right?
That cold water's got, you know, you got to stay warm somehow, so I'll burn off all my fat tissue trying to stay warm.
Okay, all right. Well, I guess you got that going for you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it'll be June. And trying to dive in Catalina Island, I have no idea what the water temp would be at that time. But I'm guessing it wouldn't be hideous. I mean, like, I'm hoping it would be approaching, you know, upper 60s, 70s, maybe? Early, you know, low 70s? I would hope. I don't know. That would be the question mark for me, is if we dove in Catalina Island, would it have to be a dry suit dive? Or a really thick wetsuit. I don't know. Hey, we're going to try to reconnect with the dive god, Neil Watson. Let's see if we got him. Neil, are you there now? Do I got you? Hello?
Hey, buddy. I'm here. Sorry about that. You didn't pay that phone bill.
Yes. Well, hey, you know, we got this new network. We put all our money into them. You know what I'm saying? And all these new upgrades on our podcasts and stuff at scubaradio.com. So phone lines, if you can't understand somebody and they go underwater, what are you going to do? But we'll work with it. But so what I was asking you in talking to Jimmy the Bubble Boy about was diving off of California and Catalina Island. I know you mentioned the 80-80-80 rule, and I talked about that and covered that accordingly so everybody was brought up to speed. But and I know they would never get up to that 80-degree water temp, but have you ever been tempted even, or have you given it a shot where you'd say, okay, let's go dive off the coast of California, or no? What do you think?
No.
Just wouldn't work for you, huh?
It's like, you know, the 80-80-80, you know, I'm kind of programmed to be in a Caribbean diver.
Okay.
And obviously, it's at dry suits and stuff, you know, I've done the cold water.
Yeah, and, so that's a strict rule. I gotcha. Yeah, all right. Well,
I did Galapagos, and boy, that's... come to the 80-80-80.
That's right. Well, for certain places like the Galapagos, and when it comes to diving with whale sharks and things like that, you might be more inclined to suck it up or deal with the appropriate shrinkage or whatever.
It's worth the shrinkage, absolutely.
Yeah, and that would be a great testimonial, wouldn't it? Come to the Galapagos. It's worth the shrinkage.
Galapagos is so cold, but it's so cool it's worth the shrinkage.
Yes.
Right? I'm going to fix that.
Yes, you better trademark it. Copyright it or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so you've been doing some stuff, though, over in the Bahamas, in Bimini, and in Tavernier. Is that right? Did I get you right before we lost you?
Yeah, actually, the day after, I got to do a red eye back from Long Beach because I'm doing a dive with Guy Harvey and Slate, you know, down in Tavernier, his new operation, and looking forward to that.
All right, well, hold on. We'll talk about that and much, much more with the dive guide, Neil Watson, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Deepwater Cay in the Bahamas has been a bone fishing paradise for over 50 years. However, what has been bringing world-class anglers and Hollywood stars to this private island paradise is also quite impressive underwater. So after a multi-million dollar renovation, Deepwater Cay now offers scuba diving to their long list of water sport activities. It's an all-inclusive out-island experience with unspoiled diving, easy access to the States, and exceptional food and accommodations. Treat yourself like the star you are at Deepwater Cay. Go to DeepwaterK.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Dude, an ancient sunken city.
Could it possibly be? Are the old legends true? It is. It's the fabled lost city of Atlanta.
Howdy, y'all.
I'll take you to my island, show you lots of good time. I'll take you around the world and be proud that you are mine. I'll buy you lots of things, buy you lots of diamond rings. And anything you want, that's why I have to sing. Into Ilucha, oh yeah. Into Inagra, into Long Island. All around the Grand Bahama, and Walker's Key. So come go with me, come on, you'll bear my knee. Everybody, let me hear ya.
Yeah, here we go.
Come on, girl.
Come on, everyone. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I love that term. And I got that from my friends in the Bahamas, the Calypsonians. Those are friends of Neil's. You know those guys, right, Neil? You used to hang with them.
Oh, man. I tell you what. The Complete Angler. They used to play at the Complete Angler every night.
Yeah. So, great tune. Great song, for sure. So, what are we going to talk about first? Yeah. Bimini or Tavernier? What's been going on? Because you've been to both places, right? Am I correct?
Been to both places. Bimini, Yeah, Bimini's rocking and rolling. The Hammerhead Sharks have decided to go wherever they go when they leave Bimini. You know, we had an incredible Hammerhead season, January, February, and March.
Yeah.
We ran every day, and we didn't have a washout one day. We got Hammerheads every day.
Wow.
I mean, it's the hottest thing going. I mean, to be in 20 feet of clear water with a white sand bottom and these 14, 16-foot majestic animals swimming around is just a thrill of a lifetime, I'm telling you.
No doubt. I got to do that next year. I want to come out there and do it. I know you guys have been so jam-packed. You haven't had many spots available, but maybe I can squeeze in there next time. Is there any chance, though, that you'd have
There's always room.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I appreciate you saying that.
Hey, also, while I'm thinking about it, circle your calendar for October 5th. I was inducted into the International Scuba Diving Hall of Fame, and the big ceremony is in Cayman, October the 10th, and I want all my friends and family down there for that. So,
okay, well, congratulations on that, Neil, and I do have that date circled, but that happens to be the same week as our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise in Sable. You know, and when they made that announcement... I even told them, I said, look, when are you guys doing that? Well, we're thinking about doing it around the 5th or so of October. I'm like, no, don't do it then. And obviously that didn't rate. Wow.
It's a boat. It's a boat. It's mobile. You got influence. Just
well, that's true.
Run it down for the night.
Well, good point.
What are you thinking, dude?
Nah, see, that's why you are the dive god.
You're
a problem solver for sure. All right, well, that's one alternative. We could look into that possibility. That might be a bit of a run. I don't know how Clay from Explorer Ventures will feel about making a 48-hour run from Sabah over to Bimini, or over to Cayman. But we'll see. We'll talk to him. I'll buy him a beer.
He's a good guy.
Yes. Yes, indeedy. All right, well, what I was saying about the Hammerheads, though, at Bimini... What do you have any scragglers? I mean, I know they come over there for the winter months, January, February, or March, but do you have some that like the area so much? Like, you know what? Maybe I'll just stay here all the time. Or do they just are they migrating through or spring break? What's going on over there with these hammerheads?
You know, I drew up some contracts. I offered them the world to hang out. You know, all I need is them for what. I need them there for 12 months, and then I'm going to take like 2 years off to spend my money.
Well, exactly. Well, I mean, we just don't know. That's one of, I guess, nature's mysteries, right?
You know what? Yeah. When the hammerheads leave, we still got the Caribbean reef sharks. We still got the wild dolphins.
And
the
stingrays.
We're big animal headquarters, and you know, I challenge any place maybe shy of Galapagos to guarantee to put you in the water with big animals any better than we can.
Yes. Well, and to still maintain that 80-80-80 rule as well. So you can still get the big animals.
Absolutely.
And get that bathwater diving that Neil and myself love so much. So, and you're right. You know, year-round in Bimini is a blast. So we gotta plan some more time to get back over there for sure. And then what? What were you gonna say? Yep.
No, I say it. And then when you get through diving, we got Mackie's Sandbar with the ring toss and the Kalik beers.
Yes, it's always Kalik o'clock when you're in Bimini for sure.
Kalik o'clock.
All right. Well, what about Tavernier? I know you've been working with Captain Slate down there on the new Guy Harvey. Outpost resort there. What's going on down in Tavernier? What have you seen?
Yeah, man, he's got a real winner down there, man. He's got a beautiful location that's very visible right from the highway. I mean, he's 100 yards from the open ocean, and one of the concerns was his critter feed. You know, well, it took him about a week to develop a new critter feed. This guy's like the moray eel wisp, a nurse shark whisper. I mean,
yes.
He's already got an incredible creature feature down there, and some great boats, and it's Slate. Hey,
that's right. I mean, that's worth it right there. If everything else was crap, it still would be a great adventure because you get to hang out with Captain Slade for a few hours while you're out on a reef or absolutely. Boat or whatever. That is just a treat in itself, no doubt about it. So he has a new location. The boat what? What were you going to say?
No, I'm saying if the boat didn't leave the dock and Slate was on it, you'd have a good time.
True. Absolutely. I mean, true. Captain Slate is one of a kind, for sure. We're going to talk to him here in a couple weeks for sure. And when I get back from my cruise, I'm going to head down that way and hopefully do some diving. Now, the Guy Harvey connection to what he's doing is right next door. There's a little Guy Harvey restaurant or something. Is that what it is or what? What is it exactly?
Well, no. Guy Harvey Outpost, which is the Islander Hotel, which is now a Guy Harvey Outpost Resort, which is a beautiful, it's been there since the 50s. But they've completely redone it. They got a Guy Harvey Outfitter store in there with all of his goodies, and redone the bar and a restaurant and put in a theater, all kind of neat stuff. And it's about two blocks from the Diving Hall of Fame down there, museum deal. And it's a great area. I love it down there. But the hotel is beautiful. It's a couple of miles from the dive shop, but if you're in the Keys, you got a car, so it's not a big deal.
Yeah, exactly. And you're right. The Islander is a legendary landmark down there in Tavernier, in that part of the Keys, or in the entire Keys for that matter. So they've totally renovated it and upgraded it, and the property is beautiful. So there you go. Now it's connected to Captain Slate, Neil Watson, and Guy Harvey, of course. Three big names in the marine world. Not to mention the dive world as well. All right, so neilwatson.com, go there, check it out, and you can find out where Neil's going to be and how to go dive with him. And we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Jimmy the Bubble Boy. Brian has been manning the controls here. He's doing a great job. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it. He took over for Bill the Producer, who had to leave a little early today. But he's handling the controls quite well. All right, so look, we got some interesting stuff coming up. Billy from Scuba Nation is going to join us here in a few minutes. This morning, supposedly, I didn't catch it. I don't know if you saw it, Bubble Boy, but our Deepwater Key episode supposedly aired this morning.
Oh.
On Florida Sun Sports, which carries the Scuba Nation TV show.
Well, I got to check that out.
Yeah. So I don't know if that means it's available online now after it airs live on their broadcast or what, but we'll find out from Billy C. and start to get the reports accordingly. Also, there's a thing going on in Tampa this weekend that we're going to delve into on a couple notes. Because I'm not sure what to think of this thing, because it's called Shark Con. You know, you got MegaCon, Comic Con, and
Shaka Con.
Shaka Con, you got that, you got her too. But supposedly there's some a group connected with the Florida Aquarium over in the Tampa area. I've started a thing that this weekend called Shark Con. And whether it's successful or not, I don't know. But we're going to delve into it, find out what they're doing, see if we can get a man on the street report from some of our folks that we know are over there, and see how it's going. It's a unique event, definitely a different spin on the whole, you know, and it's about sharks. So it's not really a dive show. It's not really a DEMA show, which is trade, you know, in the dive industry. It's for people that just have an interest in sharks, I guess, or want to dress up like them.
I know you can find a bunch of shark teeth over on the west coast of Florida.
Like Venice Beach.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the place. And evidently that's one of the excursions you could take. You could piggyback onto this little thing. I don't know if the weather's very good over in Tampa today on a Saturday, but I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how that how it comes. I've heard the admission to it's kind of pricey. So I don't know if that is going to hurt them or help them or God knows what. Well, we'll see what we can find out. But first, once again, Billy C. from Scuba Nation. That's coming up next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Release the sharks! Mr. Powers, you'll notice that all of the sharks have laser beams attached to their heads. I figure every creature deserves a warm meal.
Dr. Evil. It's about the sharks. When you were frozen, they were put on the endangered species list. We tried to get some, but it would have taken months to clear up the red tape.
You know, I have one simple request, and that is to have sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their heads. Now, evidently, my cycloptic colleague informs me that that can't be done. Can you remind me what I pay you people for? Honestly, throw me a bone here. What do we have?
Sea bass.
Right.
You know, it seemed like a, you know, reasonable request. Sharks with laser beams. And, you know, it's been several years since that movie came out. You think by now they would have come up with a solution to that problem or created that, you know, like a Star Trek thing. You know, they did the walkie-talkies things. Now we got cell phones, right? So sharks with laser beams. Surely it's going to happen eventually. You think?
Hammerhead sharks with nail guns attached to
them. Maybe that's what they're doing with this shark con. Maybe that's what this is things we can do with sharks. Because I read some stuff online about this event going on this weekend in Tampa by the Florida Aquarium. Is that it's, you know, they're trying to tap into that MegaCon, Comic-Con, you know, phenomenon where thousands of people show up at these events that are fans of comic books or, you know, Star Trek or whatever, and they come dressed up like as stormtroopers and things like that. So, you know, I don't know if this is a role play thing or what are they, cosplay? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I don't, you know, I get the impression that they were trying to tap into that, but what do you do? Supposed to dress up like a shark? I don't really know what the dealio is. You know what I'm saying there, Bubble Boy?
Yeah, maybe they come dressed up as a whale. I don't know.
A whale? Well, I mean, it could be.
Look at that blowhole.
You think that's what it is, though?
I don't know. I'd like to see it, though, at least once.
Well, we'll see. It's going on this weekend. We'll see. I got a couple people out there that are speaking. Our buddy Stuart Cove from Stuart Cove, Bahamas, Dive Bahamas. He's supposedly one of the speakers. Jimmy Abernathy is over there from West Palm Beach, who does a lot of dive shark dive stuff out in the Bahamas.
Well, they have a nerdy following, like you have trekkers at the MegaCon. You have sharkers at the Shark Con.
Sharkies,
yeah.
Trekkies, that's a good question. If you're a shark aficionado, what are you considered? What would you call yourself?
Instead of living in their parents' basement, they live in their parents' pool?
Maybe. Yeah. It does kind of have a little bit of that. I don't know. Studying sharks isn't really nerdy, though. That's kind of cool, isn't it?
Yeah. To us, it is. Maybe we're the nerds and don't know it.
Good point. You might be onto something.
Nah,
there.
Sharks are cool.
All right. Well, we'll see how that goes. Is that Billy C? Okay. Well, let's talk. Let's see what he thinks about this. Billy C from Scuba Nation, one of the hosts, him and Mitch. Host this TV show that's on Florida Sun Sports. Am I right, Billy? Is that where it airs, right?
That's it, my man. Sun Sports, Fox Sports. So check it out.
Absolutely. Now,
Greg.
This morning, am I right that the episode that we filmed together in Deepwater Key, or you guys filmed when I was there, I should say, did that air this morning or debut this morning on your network? Is that right?
It sure did. It debuted today. It's going to run next weekend as well.
Okay. So, all right, there you go.
For the next 10 days, you can check it out. And then after it runs its on Fox Sports. We'll put it on the web. So in about 2 weeks, it will be on our website, scubanation.com.
Excellent. Now, obviously, I didn't catch it this morning. I'll have to go back and look at it. But obviously, you have, Billy. So how did it turn out? I mean, I was there. I saw what we saw.
Man, and I got it.
Well, and I saw some of the clips you guys were working on, but I haven't seen the finished product. But how did you like how it turned out from your perspective, as far as how the show came together and stuff?
Deepwater Key was such a unique experience because, it's a fishing lodge. It's known for bone fishing.
Right.
And, and that's a very small clientele. It's a very select group that would travel to Deepwater Key to go bone fishing, world-class bone fishing. But what people don't realize, it's world-class diving as well. It's at the end of Grand Bahama, and it's remote. As you you were there, you could attest to that. And had pristine diving. It had pristine dive sites. And we were able to go there and kind of put Deepwater Key on the scuba diving map. So it was very exciting. It was very different for us. And it was actually our first international show for Scuba Nation. So on a couple of fronts, I was very proud of it, very happy with the end product. And to have that show out there today, and I want everyone to enjoy it. So definitely check it out. Check it out on the website. What a kick-ass place, man.
Well, it was. No doubt. You know, whatever attracts those world-class bonefish that are bringing in fishermen from around the world, obviously there's other fish down there, too. That makes it quite appealing for scuba divers to go down there and check it out. And so we got to do that, which was kind of nice.
Well, Greg, that was probably Mermaid Everline you took with you. Like, she's known to track bonefish.
Bonefish.
I mean bonefish. Bonefish.
The mermaid was prominently featured on the show, guys.
So
yes, absolutely.
Now I have to
no
watch
doubt.
It.
Yeah. She made it quite a memorable adventure. On many levels. She broke, broke some rules.
Is that Neil on the other line or no?
Yeah, well, we were just talking to the dive god. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Why?
Oh, Neil, my man Neil. And, hey, that was another part of, this episode that, to me, just made it truly special was, finally meeting Neil, hanging out with Neil, and diving with Neil, and just hearing the stories, and him doing his thing with his hand. I mean, that to me... That probably was, that was like a bucket list thing, hanging up and diving with Neil Watson, the dive god. That was awesome.
Yeah, well, it always is. But, I remember there was a clip, the first dive we went on with you guys underwater, and you hadn't dove with Neil before, and you wanted to get some footage with you diving with Neil for the TV show. And, of course, Neil had his bag of props with him, and he pulled out his glasses, and he has these glasses with a... It's not a nose and mustache. It's more of a,
it's an appendage of some sort.
Member.
Yes, exactly. It turns his nose into his member or something. It's quite funny. And I remember seeing the clip where the only thing was pixelated was his face. And I was like, what is he, in witness protection?
Well,
exactly. What's going on?
We do want to try to, have a show that's for the family, okay? It's a family show.
Yeah, it's a family show, but what do you think? He didn't going to have his member growing out of his face. Come on.
We do have the private section of the website that you can go to and see
the members only,
the pay section,
mermaid stuff.
Right. I gotcha. Okay. Well, you're thinking correctly, I think, for sure. But we did have a blast, Billy, and we're gonna have to do some more stuff. I know we got this. We're planning to do Bugfest together in July. That'll be fun. But maybe we can even get together before that.
Yahoo.
You never know, right?
Hey.
Yeah.
Brother, we love you guys. I mean, it's all about Scuba Radio, Scuba Nation, Neil, all of us. Just making, diving fun, which it is. We love it. It's our passion. And more things we can work on together, more trips we can go on, all the better, brother.
Absolutely. Better. So where are you heading to next? Where are you guys planning to film some more episodes?
It's getting kind of crazy. This is the heart of our season. So in the next couple of weeks, we're going to head down to Mel Fisher, mm-hmm. and we're going to do Emerald City. Last year, we highlighted the Atocha, and we found our Real, the Spanish Real 8. But this year, we're going to go back down, and we're going to look at Emerald City. So we're going to try to find some green marbles, find some emeralds.
Nice.
And that should be exciting. That should be just...
You're doing that within the next few weeks or sometime in May? Or what are you doing that exactly?
Yep. I think a week from Tuesday, to be specific.
Okay. Well, yeah.
And then, actually, we're headed back to Grand Bahama, and we're going to Grand Lucayan. We're going to check out Unexo. So we're going to do the dolphin dive. We're going to do the shark dive at Unexo. Later on in the season, we're headed to the island of Ceiba. I know you've been there.
Yep.
Island of Ceiba is just remote. It's like the craziest airport landing in the history of airport landing.
Yep.
So I hear you get a shirt that says I survived the landing.
That's right. That's right.
Looking forward to that. So, I mean, this is our season. You know, Scuba Nation, me and Mitch, we kind of just start traveling, doing our thing through the summer months, which coincides with the heart of diving season.
Yeah, it does. ScubaNation.com. Check it out. All right, more coming up.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
We gotta
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. All right, a couple little tidbits for you. So last night, this is more on a personal note. You'll find this, you know, as a diver, you can appreciate this probably more than most, I'm guessing. So hopefully the divers will appreciate this story more than you folks that are just listening into our little club today. But I'm at a reception for the marching band of my kids' high school. They had a little party, like a, you know, a dinner, and they do awards at the end of the year for the marching band that's very popular at his particular school. And at the end of this event, what they do, they announce what the halftime show for the marching band at the school is going to be for next year. So it's a big, you know, build up, and they have fun with it, and they the band director teases the crowd with what is going to be the new, you know, theme of the halftime show. This year it was a thing they did called Wonka, like a play on Willy Wonka.
Oh.
And it was good. They won all kinds of awards in Florida and that kind of thing. So this year he plays this film for everybody at the end of the awards, and it's a little mini movie that he made, and it starts with an image of a shark.
Uh-oh.
And it just said, just when you thought it was safe to go back on the field. I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be awesome. And of course, my kid's graduating. I'm like, oh, they're going to do a shark thing. And then he's not going to be in the high school marching band.
But you'll go anyway, Greg.
Yeah, exactly. But it goes on. It goes, you know, just when you thought it was safe to go back on the marching band field, they show sharks. And then they start showing scenes from Sharknado. I'm like, are you kidding me? And like, it starts to look like they're going to do a halftime show themed on Sharknado. I'm like, this is gold, baby. I am going to come to every single competition. And he goes and he sucks you in and all that. And all of a sudden, just kidding.
Oh, no way.
And I'm like, what? And then they're doing like West Side Story or something.
Well, good. Then I guess you won't be going.
Yeah. I was like, oh, well, okay. You had me. You had me there for a minute. And but would that be
what
like
a horrible tease?
I mean, did he just didn't realize how cool of an idea that would have been to have the entire marching band dressed up like sharks?
Yeah.
Or to do a thing on Jaws or even better, Sharknado?
They couldn't handle John Williams. They're going to try na 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 na.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, my daughter said, well, Dad, if they did Jaws, all it would be the whole halftime show would be da-dum. I'm like, yeah, that would exactly be better than falling asleep during the second act of West Side Story. But I don't know, maybe it's just me. But I'm telling you, if you're a band director and you oversee marching band programs, there is a $1 million idea, or you'll get all kinds of publicity. Do a Sharknado halftime show. I want to see it now. Yeah. I don't want to be teased like that.
I'm right there with you, man.
Yeah. All right. So there you go. That was one little thing. Now, the other thing is this shark con deal going on in the Tampa area this weekend. Stuart Cove's over there. We've been trying to get a hold of him, and Jimmy Abernathy. We're just missing them on the voicemails because they're doing speeches and things like that. Matter of fact, it looks like I just got a text from them as well. But we'll check in with them in a couple weeks once the dust settles. They got people to, you know, babies to shake, hands to kiss, that kind of thing. So, but the idea of this shark con, I'm not sure how I feel about it because it's not a diving show. That's clear because of the admission price. I mean, it's a little pricey. I mean, I think it's like $20 a day just to get into this thing.
Yes.
And I don't think it's that big, but I mean, you know, we'll find out how big it is, you know, once the dust settles. But it goes on this weekend, right next to the Tampa Bay, or Florida Aquarium in Tampa. At the convention center, I think it's like right across the street. So you can get a combo ticket for the Florida Aquarium, which is definitely worth seeing if you're in the Florida area. You need to go to the Florida Aquarium. It's an impressive display over there. And then they have this going on today and tomorrow where you can go over to SharkCon and maybe see some of these speeches or presentations that they're giving on sharks and that kind of thing. And then they have some other, you know, things like people dressing up like sharks, I guess, or maybe their favorite Jaws character, you know, Captain Quinn. I don't know what they're doing. It sounds a little cosplay kind of thing. You know, they're trying to tap into this MegaCon, Comic-Con type of phenomenon.
They probably have a shark petting simulation where you put your hand in a fishbowl full of razor blades and find the marble at the bottom.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
That would be a presentation or an exhibit that they ought to incorporate next year, if there is one. But I don't know. It's a little pricey. That's why, you know, if you were to compare it to one of the dive shows, I was like, why? You're charging how much to get into this thing? When a lot of the stuff that I've seen at dive shows across the country, whether it's New Jersey or the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California, Our World Underwater in Chicago, a lot of the same type of exhibit seemed to be what they were going to do at the Shark Con thing. Now, I could be totally wrong, but, you know, if they can pull it off and charge that kind of money, maybe, you know, God bless them for it, I guess.
$20 for a fin job, you know, and maybe it's not as bad as you think.
Well, yeah, I guess it depends on what that, you know, covers exactly. But yeah, we'll have to see how it goes. I mean, you know, all these shows, I mean, I love going to the dive shows myself as much as we can. I mean, there's been a trend over the last few years to develop even more shows across the country, like micro dive shows. So there's been, you know, some other shows in Baltimore, or DC, and things like this, but they're much, much smaller than, you know, events like Our World Underwater in Chicago or Beneath the Sea in New Jersey or the Scuba Show in Long Beach. These are three big, big events.
Those all usually
Jersey
have something that
Long Beach.
This one doesn't have, Greg. I've scoured the website for Shark Con. I see no mention of mermaids, and that's what they really need.
Actually, they do.
Oh, they do have mermaids.
Yeah, yeah, the mer-tailer.
Oh, let's go.
No, the mer-tailer's there.
Oh, the mer-tailer.
The guy
tailor.
Who makes the mermaid tails, I think, was going to make a, an
oh,
appearance. Hey, that's well, the more the merrier, you know? God bless. We like Eric.
And
I think he was bringing some of his girlfriends over, too. So it'll be fun. We'll get the full report for you here on a future episode of The Big Show. Till then, though, we'll leave you with this. Remember, it's always better
down where it's wetter.
Good diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.